Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mizrachos Menachos Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Daled, and today's Mishnah Aser being learned Mizrachos Aser Bas Rachol Shishi Mizrach Nafan Reziva Kahagon Bik Harav Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel continues discussing the measurements in the Beis Hamikdash. Now just with more detail, Revias Mehaisa Mishnah Meshes. What was the Revias? This is the Revias Halayik, a quarter of a Halayik. What was that used for? Revias Mayim LaMitzayra, Revias Shem LaNazir. The Revias of a Halayik of water that's used for a Mitzayra, part of his Karbanos, the blood of a bird is put into a Revias of water and also Revias of oil for a Nazir. Chatzi Halayik Mehaisa Mishnah Mesh. What about the half a leg measurement? What was that used for? Chatzi leg mayim l'saita, half a leg of water for a saita in her process of three beis hamikdash. Chatzi leg shem l'taida, half of a leg of oil for carbon taida. This is used for 30 out of 40 of the lechamim. Ubal leg, what about the one leg measurement? Hayamadi l'cham menachas, that was used as measurement for all the menachas because we know that every mincha came along with a leg of oil. And this is afilu mincha shal shishim yisaroin, even if a mincha had 60 yisaroin of flour, which means that it also has 60 leg of oil, nice and la shishim leg, that came along with 60 leg of oil, but in 60 individual measurements. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he argues and says that no, afilu mincha shal shishim yisarein, even if a mincha was 60 yisarein of flour in la el luga, it only had its leg of oil and that's it, no more than one. Shenamar, the pasuk says, le mincha v'leg shamen, for the mincha, whatever the mincha is, and one leg of oil, meaning it doesn't make a difference how big the mincha is, how much flour it uses, it's just one leg of oil. Continuing on with the measurements, shisha lapar, the sixth leg measurement was for the nesachim of a par, arba la'ayil, four for a ram, shlosha la'keves, three for a sheep, shlosha mechza la'menayra, 3.5 for the menorah, mechatzi leg l'chol ner. That's because every ner, every lamp, or every receptacle in the menorah got half of a leg, and since there were 7, that's a total of 3.5 leg. Moving on to Mishnah Dalid, ma'arvin nischei elim b'nischei parim, nischei kvasim b'nischei kvasim, shel yachad b'shel tzibur, shel yom b'shel emesh. We're allowed to mix all these different types of nesachim together. Why? Well, because the elim and parim, they use the same amount of flour and oil, so they can be mixed together because one's not going to be drawn from the other. Simply one type of keves or another type of keves, it's all the same nesachim, so mixed together. Same with an individual's carbon or tzibur's carbon, it's all the same, so it can mix together. And yesterday's and today's nesachim as well. When a person brings a carbon that has nesachim along with it, he actually has 10 days to bring the nesachim, so he could bring yesterday's and today's nesachim together, no problem. Aval ein ma'ar v'nischei kvasim v'nischei parim v'elim. No mixing the nesachim of a keves along with the nesachim of parim or elim. That's because they use different amounts of oil, and that means that the drier one is going to be siphoning or drawing from the wetter one, and that's a problem. Now v'im bal on el b'fnatzman v'el b'fnatzman. If these two different types of nesachim were mixed by themselves, v'nis arvulin, and afterwards they got combined, sharing their kosher. However, imad shaloi balal, if before the oil and flour got mixed up with each other, these two different types of nesachim got mixed together, pasul, then it's pasul. And lastly, hakeves habayim ha'omer, the sheep, which comes along with the carbon omer, aval pishim nechasei kfula, even though the amount of flour is double, it uses two estrain of flour instead of one, loy ha'yin nesachim kfulin, the nesachim, the wine and the oil part, was not doubled. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hay and Vav. Continue to discuss the measurements. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.